You've been told moderation is the key to balance. But what if moderation is actually what's keeping you stuck? In this episode, I'm breaking down the real reason your healthy habits aren't giving you toned arms and how to finally eat like a woman who doesn't need the rules.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 89. Today, we're talking about moderation and whether it's actually possible. Here's my answer. Yes, it is possible. But the way most women go about it, it's the exact reason their arms stay soft and their confidence stays stuck. Because moderation isn't about counting. It's not about just one cookie or half the fries or trying to eat clean all week and then loosening up on the weekends. That's not moderation. That's micromanagement. And micromanagement doesn't tone your arms. It drains your energy, kills your consistency, and keeps your body stuck in the same loop. The women I coach always tell me, I just want to be able to eat in moderation. And when I ask what that means, they give me a number, no more than one glass, no more than one handful, no more than 1500 calories. But I always ask, why? Because until you understand why you want to moderate, you're missing the point. Most of the time, it's not really about the food. It's about wanting control, wanting to feel balanced, wanting to finally trust yourself enough to stop at the all or nothing cycle that's keeping your body from changing. Because listen, you don't sculpt your arms by getting better at following food rules. You sculpt them by getting better at listening to your body, your hunger cues, your fullness, your emotions, instead of to the numbers in your head. Moderation becomes effortless once you stop chasing it. When you build trust instead of restriction, your eating naturally balances out. Your energy improves, your workouts hit harder, and your arms, the very thing you keep saying you want, finally start to change. So if you've been thinking moderation is the goal, then I want you to pause because it might just be the lie keeping you from the strong toned body that you've been chasing. When you're trying to eat in moderation, you're paying attention to an amount, right? A portion, a calorie target, a macro ratio. And it sounds so sensible, right? You've been told your whole life that there's a right number, right? The healthy amount of carbs, the ideal calorie range, the number of grams of protein to hit if you want to be toned. But I'm going to say something that's probably going to ruffle a few feathers. The fixation on numbers is keeping your arms soft. Because when you believe there's a magic number, 1500 calories, 40% protein, one plate of food, no seconds, you stop paying attention to the only thing that actually matters, what your body is trying to tell you. And your body doesn't speak in numbers. It speaks in signals, right? Hunger, fullness, energy, fatigue, tension, cravings. One perfect portion on paper will feel completely different tomorrow or next week or next month, depending on how your sleep, your stress, your hormones, your cycle, or even how heavy you lifted yesterday. So that's the first problem. One portion is never just one portion. It changes every day. But the diet world doesn't care about that. Moderation doesn't care. Moderation says stick to the rule, hit the number, stay the plan. It's about control, not connection. And when you live that way, constantly counting, tracking, second guessing, you lose the very awareness that creates a naturally toned body. Because toning your arms isn't about eating the perfect amount. It's about knowing when enough is enough for you. Now, think about it. You go to a restaurant and order an entree. When do you stop eating? Most women don't stop because they're satisfied. They stop because the plate is empty, or everyone else is done, or it was too expensive to waste. That's not self-trust. That's social math. And we do it with food the same way we do it with alcohol. How much are they having? What's normal? What's allowed? We let everything outside of us dictate what goes on in our body. And that's why we stay stuck, because the version of you with sculpted, toned arms, she's not counting bites or checking apps. She's tuned in. She trusts her body to tell her when to start, when to stop, and what it truly needs. Here's another sneaky trap. Taking cues not just from what's around you, but from your past. You tell yourself, I've been so good this week. I've eaten clean every day. I skipped dessert yesterday. So now I deserve this. I've earned it. I used to do the same thing. And I hate to break it to you, but none of it matters. Yesterday doesn't count. What you ate, what you skipped, how good you were, all is irrelevant because your body only ever lives in this moment. The woman that you were yesterday doesn't get to decide what your body needs right now. And that's the real work, tuning in instead of tallying up. Inside my program, I teach an exercise called Mindful Bites. It's where you slow down enough to actually notice what's happening while you eat. The smell, the texture, the first bite versus the fifth, how your stomach feels halfway through, how your energy shifts after. And most women hate it at first. It feels tedious, even annoying, because it forces you to stop rushing, stop zoning out, and actually feel. But when you do it, even once, it changes everything. You realize how quickly, I just want a few bites, can turn into a full plate gone. You realize how different satisfaction feels compared to fullness. You realize how much you're eating has nothing to do with hunger and everything to do with wanting to turn down discomfort. We don't eat because we're weak. We overeat because we're trying to turn away, right? Turn away from stress, boredom, loneliness, disappointment, even celebration. We just want to take the edge off to feel better, to stop feeling deprived. But that pattern, it's the same one that keeps your arms from changing. Because every time you numb out, you disconnect from the very signals that could guide you to balance, strength, and tone. So the question isn't, can I eat in moderation? It's, why do I want to? Maybe you think, I want to relax. I want to connect. I want to enjoy myself. And none of those reasons are wrong, but they reveal something powerful. You're not craving food. You're craving a feeling. If food has become your go-to way to relax, unwind, connect, or take the edge off, you better believe it's affecting your results. It's not just about what's on your plate. It's about why you're eating it. Let's take relaxing, for example. Humans have been using food for comfort forever. Okay, it's normal, it's familiar. But if your goal is to eat in moderation so you can stay on track and food is your main way to unwind, that plan is already built on shaky ground because maybe a few bites of chocolate or a glass of wine works when your stress level's at a 4. But what happens when it's at an 8 or even a 12? You know, when work's insane, right? The scale's up, your jeans feel tight, and you're trying to hold it all together. Suddenly, those moderate portions don't hit the same. And your brain says more. And it's not just stress. It's awkwardness at a party. It's loneliness on a Saturday night. It's that mix of boredom and guilt that sneaks in after dinner when everyone else is watching TV. You tell yourself, just a few bites, I've earned this. But what you're really saying is, I don't want to feel this way. You're not craving chips or cookies. You're craving a change in your emotional state. And here's the problem with that. If food is your only way to relax, connect, or stop thinking for 5 minutes, then moderation will never work because your emotional state is always changing. Some days you're calm, some days you're triggered, some nights you feel content, others you feel like you're crawling out of your skin. And if your eating depends on those emotional waves, you'll always be on the roller coaster. That's why focusing on the right amount doesn't fix anything, because there is no right amount. There's only awareness. Noticing what you're actually feeling before you reach for something to fix it. This is what separates women who stay stuck from women who transform. Naturally toned women don't eat perfectly. They notice. They tune in before they reach for food. They ask, am I hungry or just restless? Do I need fuel or a breath? That's the work that tones your arms, not another food rule. So listen, here's the truth that no one wants to hear. If your desire to eat is really about changing how you feel, which it almost always is, then no moderate number will ever be enough, because no number can solve for stress. No number can solve for loneliness. No number can solve for that quiet hum of not enough that's been following you around for years. That doesn't mean you're broken. It just means you've been trying to fix an emotional problem with a physical solution. You're not stuck. You just need better tools, ones that actually work with your brain and your body, not against them. This is what I teach inside How to Eat Like a Naturally Toned Woman. Tools that help you feel calm without food, connected without overeating, in control without relying on willpower or rules. Because let's be honest, most women don't want to learn tools. They want the shortcut, the calorie target, the macro ratio, the just tell me how much to eat. But that's just diet culture in disguise. That's outsourcing your power. You'll never sculpt your arms by obeying someone else's rules. You'll sculpt them by learning to trust yourself enough to stop needing the rules in the first place. A naturally toned woman doesn't track, resist, or bargain. She listens. She notices her hunger before she eats and her satisfaction before she's stuffed. She knows how to turn down the noise in her mind without turning to food. And that's not some mystical trait. It's a skill you can learn, you can practice and master. The diet world will tell you that you need more discipline. I'm telling you that you need self-trust. And when you trust that, everything changes. Your eating, your body, your arms, your peace. If you're ready to stop counting and start listening to stop chasing someone else's version of moderation and learn how to eat like a woman who already is toned, then this is your moment. Join me inside How to Eat Like a Naturally Toned Woman, because your body isn't waiting for a number. It's waiting for you to finally start paying attention. I'll put the link to that course in the show notes. All right, that's it for you today. I will see you next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms Together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.